This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm very excited to have our next guest on the show. He's brand new. He's the president and chairman. We're talking about Dr. Anil Dhawan with NanoVericides. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol NNVC. Dr. Anil, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, give my listeners a brief description and history of your company.
So we became public in 2005 with a reverse shell merger, NanoVericides, with a completely novel way of attacking viruses. Since 1992, I had been doing research on what has now become known as nanomedicines. We did research in my lab on flexible materials, unlike most of the things that you see, which are hard particles. And what we were looking for is, can this material open up and wrap itself up around a virus particle? And we believe that we had accomplished that. So that's when we went ahead and formed NanoVericides. So it became a licensee of technologies that I had developed since 1992. And the concept is fairly simple. We developed a polymeric micelle structure. So think of it like detergents molecules, soap molecules connected together along a long chain. That's what it looks like. In solution, it forms a globule. And on top of that globule, we chemically attach small chemicals that we design and develop that will recognize certain viruses, certain classes of viruses, and so on and so forth. And when this material binds to the virus, it gets essentially excited and with a new friendship and goes and traps the virus because it inverts from its current structure, which is water outside and oil inside type of structure, to oil outside, the oil lipid chains that are inside. They go and find the lipid on the virus surface. Viruses are enveloped with lipid surfaces, many of them, some of them are not. But so that is the interaction, then that drives the virus to get dismantled. And we were able to produce a lot of good data over the period of time. Since 2005 was the year when bird flu was raging, we actually gunned our approach at that. We had very successful results in cell culture in bird flu H5N1. And we also had very good results in animal models in two additional viruses, influenza viruses, H3N2 and H1N1. Since 2005 to 2012-13, what we were doing was every year we were coming up with new indication, new virus as a challenge, develop a drug against that, just to demonstrate basically to the world that this can be done. And we were very thinly financed. We still continue to be thinly financed. For the amount of financing we raised and spent, we are extremely thrifty and extremely productive, and we are very proud of that. But due to that, we were not able to progress towards clinical trials. The other problem that we had was that the technology was so novel, the concept, not only the concept, but the chemical structure itself was so novel that there was no expertise outside in contract manufacturing arena that we could harness. So we had to go ahead and build our own expertise in the process scale-up and process manufacturing. So over around 2013, I went ahead on my own, bought a facility, renovated it completely for the purpose that we needed. Eventually, NanoVericides decided to buy it out from me at cost, no profit to me on that. And then that is the facility we are currently located at. It's at One Controls Drive, Shelton, Connecticut, and it's the most modern plant where we can manufacture kilogram quantities of these modern nanomedicines, which are one step ahead of the nanomedicines that you have seen in the past. And we are very proud of that achievement. We are now going towards a new thing, which is the skin cream for herpes viruses. There are three different herpes viruses for which skin cream is a great concept. One is the HSV-1, cold sores, herpes simplex. Another one is the herpes simplex that causes genital ulcers. And the third one that almost every one of us is going to get over our lifetime is shingles, VZV. And so because the shingles development turned out to be the simplest and fastest route available to go towards clinical trials, we focused on that one. And since then, we have been razor sharp focused on that development. And just last in June, we published at the American Society of Virology in Madison, Wisconsin, a poster on our results on developments against VZV. The drugs that we are now working on, they were nearly five times better than acyclovir. Not that acyclovir is a great drug for shingles. In fact, it is not. And that is why there is a clear unmet need in the case of shingles, as opposed to HSV-1 and HSV-2.
So where are we at in the state of that development of your new shingles product that you want to bring to market? Where are we at on that?
Firstly, what we have to recognize that we have a broad platform technology. So the ligands we designed for shingles, attacking shingles, were the same ligands that came up from design of what we designed for attacking HSV-1 and HSV-2. And so the same drug technology that we have been developing since 2010, 2011 against herpes viruses is being perfected towards shingles. So that is one thing to understand, because sometimes people think that discovery is a long time. That's not true. The discovery was already finished on this particular project. And it was testing that was needed. We just finished cell culture testing, as I told you. And then in July, we also did testing in skin patch model, human skin patch model, because VZV only infects humans. So we were lucky to find Dr. Jennifer Moffat at SUNY Syracuse Medical Center, Upstate Medical Center, where they have developed this model where you can do testing of drugs in small patches of human skin. And there also, we just published it this Monday, that we got very good results in that as well, strong efficacy of our compounds. So the next step for us is to do a few more of these studies and hone in on a clinical candidate. Right now, we have quite a few ones that work very well. So now we are looking for the optimal one that we can take into human clinical trials in a shortest possible time frame. So that's the objective right now. And in addition to that, the same drug or some variations thereof are going to be the drugs for many other indications that are related to infection by herpes viruses. And two of them I already talked about, the cold sores and genital ulcers. And the third one is eye diseases that are caused by herpes viruses. One of them, called herpes keratitis, is the disease of the external eye, where eye drops can be used, and we have already done that formulation as well. So that will be one more. And then we are working on some others as well in the herpes family, that as we get some data on them, we will be talking about them. So there is a huge potential. We believe that at least four indications we have that we can go one after another once we go into clinical trials with one of these studies. And so we are focusing for that initial clinical study to be shingles. And phase one safety study we are planning for next year sometime. We cannot predict exact timelines. As you know, a lot of things are outside our control. And but we are getting there. And we are very, very proud of our achievements. And we believe that this will be a complete revolution in how shingles is treated.
My company that we're highlighting today is NanoVericides. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol NNVC. With us today is the chairman, Dr. Anil Dhawan. Doctor, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah, basically what we believe is that this company provides an excellent value at this current stage to any new incoming investors as well, because the stock price has been depressed over the last couple of years. We have seen it go down. That was primarily because we were working in our lab, getting the new facility ready and scaling up production of these chemicals. Probably some of you who are exposed to nanomedicines will know that manufacture of nanomedicines is a strong challenge. And we believe, I'm a process care development engineer myself. My basic degree, BTech, is in chemical engineering, PhD is in chemical engineering, and I have been working in pharmaceutical field now on my own, but more than 25 years. So I know what I'm talking about here, and people can rest assured that we have the ability to be able to make these compounds in kilogram quantities with no problems at our current facility to meet the stringent GMP standards. And so that means that we are going to be able to get to the next stages rather quickly, because this development has been going on, and it should be completed probably in the next few months. And once we have the clinical candidate, we'll be able to file a pre-IND application with the FDA. We had done pre-IND for influenza. So because of that, we already know what needs to be done. So we will be able to progress from that pre-IND application with the data from safety and toxicology studies into an IND application and into IND studies. So far, none of the compounds that we have made, none of the nanomedicines that we have produced have shown any toxicity in any of the animal models that we have challenged them with. So because of that, we are very confident that we will not see any issues with safety and toxicology. So we believe that this is a clean run towards clinical trials. And in phase one clinical trials, we do not expect major challenges. We believe that it will progress into phase two, into shingles efficacy study pretty smoothly. And that means there are a lot of value drivers along the way. And of course, once the drug goes through the phase two, we believe we might be looking for partnerships. If we don't get partnerships, we are already looking at building our own company as is into marketing the shingles drug that we are developing. So even that risk we are minimizing. My focus is always on minimizing risk and minimizing the amount of money we need to use for getting to the goal. So I think that provides greatest value for investors along the way.
Absolutely. Dr. Dewan, you said a lot. You said it all. I want to thank you for coming on the show and bringing us up to date on your compound about shingles and everything. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in about 50 or 60 days and give my listeners an update.
Certainly. And I appreciate this opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.